The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Such colors and wonders, you won't believe. The size of artistry, can't fathom its worth. A collage of imagery, the greatest show on earth. Oh,
we got no snow here, we got no rain there.
Yes, that much is true, but we got junk under.
No chimney, no mistletoe, no 10 degrees below.
None of that is what we do, but we got junk under. Syncopation in time, they jump and shake, yeah, they choke and whine. Erotic sensation is what they bring. This kind of dancing, yeah, it's a bohemian thing. Oh,
we got no snow here, we got no rain here.
Yes, that much is true, but we got junk under.
No chimney, no mistletoe, no 10 degrees below.
None of that is what we do, but we got junk under. Satan rhythms, tum-tum's got that spike. Steak and goat skin, got pastry smell right. Horns them blasting.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 1st of December, 2025. It's the first of the month. Welcome back. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. C.A. Newry is in New Providence. He's trying to make his way to studio right now. I'm holding the fort until the 5th minute of the show. Expecting Newry to join us as we're talking. That is our hope. Joining me in studio this morning as well is LeBron Minnis. Good morning, LeBron.
Good morning.
What you been up to, LeBron?
Doing some Thanksgiving stuff.
Doing some Thanksgiving stuff?
Yeah, earlier in the week.
How many plates? How many Thanksgiving plates you had?
I had two.
You had two?
Yeah.
This is good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I had the point now where I have to share.
Oh, wow.
I would have had three plates, but I had to share. This is a good thing, though. It's a blessing to have people to share with.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right, so what's some DJ Titus?
DJ Titus.
Titus. What DJ Titus been up to?
Well, he's been doing some stuff on his page last week. Didn't get to put anything out because he was busy with Thanksgiving stuff, like I said. But he was basically putting out stuff on his page. He put out our first introduction for the Blind Perspective. And he put out two DJ mixes on his just opened up YouTube channel.
All right, so what do I search to get to the YouTube channel?
You type in DJ Teetis Vibes. DJ Teetis Vibes.
All right, that's on one YouTube. Word? Or I mean, Teetis Vibes is one word
no,
or two words?
No, space. You space between
all right.
DJ space Teetis space Vibes.
And that's YouTube and Facebook?
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check that out. I used to do like Facebook parties. I used to go live for like an hour and a half, and just play Bahamian music live. And then when I was finished, I wouldn't save the recording. I just delete the recording, but go live for an hour and a half and just play music in the evening. You do that?
I need to.
Yeah, man. It's sometimes that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, tons of people drop in, join in, right?
Mm-hmm.
On it.
Yeah.
And try that again. Remember Facebook let you go live?
I remember, because I had the people who gone live, and I saw them gone live, and
that
everybody was in live chat texting and stuff like that, so I was like, yeah.
All the rage during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're talking what's in the news this morning, DJ, pronounce it again, Titus, DJ Titus Vibes.
Mm-hmm.
The numbers to call for today's show, 323-6232, That's 323-6232. 325-4316. That's 325-4316. 325-4259. That's 325-4259. 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island listeners. The text line, as always, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. At the top of On the Clock, LeBron, I was talking a little bit about traffic. We've had two tragic fatalities, one happening this morning at about 5 a.m. on Harold Road, and one occurring at the Hawkins Hill and I think Shirley Street intersection. But a vehicle, an ambulance, was transporting a young man who had been shot to the hospital. An accident occurred. The young man succumbed at that point in time. So I want to read some of the texts from the earlier show. Here's a text. 85-year-olds drive better than most 25-year-olds. I would like to disagree with you vehemently, texter, but that's okay. That's okay. See, because some people think that driving at 5 miles per hour is better than everybody. But when you enter traffic, see, when you enter the traffic that's already flowing and has the right of way, you must ascertain the pace, the rate of the speed of the traffic. And when you enter, you must enter the traffic at the same rate of speed, not impeding the flow of traffic, right? That's what is expected of the driver. But a lot of people, and I find that a lot of older people drive as if, well, I put my car here and it's whatever I want. Why are you all speed? You have to acknowledge the right of way, adhere to the right of way, and when you're attempting to enter traffic, you must enter at the same pace. And if you cannot, then you don't enter. Yeah, let's go to the phone line quickly. We got some more text to read as well. Good morning, caller.
Hey, Aaron Green and Titus. How do I get this? T-I-T-U-S-V-Y-B-E-S?
No, it's T-E-E-T-I-S space V-I-B-E-S. DJ is in the front of it.
I have to look you up.
Yeah.
Aaron, boy, I really hate to do this, but the previous show... Anyway.
No, we could talk about it. Let's go. It's no problem.
You sure?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Ms. Wallace talked about gender being a social construct.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, and you said, yeah, but it's how you express yourself, sexuality.
Well, that's what a construct is, right?
Yeah. And the sweet thing about it is most of us don't understand. Let me tell you a little secret. I have a bunch of cats, and if I tell you I have raccoons, you know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that even though they have male and female gender assigned to them, they seem to be feline. Just on the surface, they all seem to exhibit feminine qualities. And I'm wondering, I just want to ask you a question. Isn't the female quality the most dominant in humanity?
Boy, why would you ask something so exciting among such excitable people?
That's why I said I didn't want to.
As excitable people. Oh, man.
Because then you need to let me know where the junk knows, male or female.
Okay, so watch this. Before I came into advocacy and really understood it, I was a bigot. Let me tell you what I mean. I felt like because I'm constantly working on myself and my own issues, right? That women are the superior of the two.
But I say female, not women.
Listen, hold on, but that women are the superior of the two, right? That when we read the Bible passage in Genesis about the Garden of Eden, and it said that God saw that Adam needed a helpmate, and he put him to sleep, and he took a rib out of his body, and he created woman. You know, I always interpreted that as, I used to, because I'm reformed now, and I think better now, right? That meant that God made Adam, gave him a whole bunch of jobs, saw that he was not up to the task, right? And said, this boy needs some help of some sort because he ain't making it. He ain't very sensible.
And God didn't know that if he had done that, he would have been inadequate, but he made him anyway.
But so I don't know.
Smart God you're talking about, right?
I don't know.
You know all things.
I wasn't there.
Knowing that Adam was going to screw up.
I wasn't there. And
yeah,
so...
Yeah, but based on the story...
Right, and it's, but he saw the...
His intelligence, but then... Because I only want you to let me know whether female is more dominant than male. That's all I want to know from your opinion. Yes or no?
Man, you don't, why you don't let me tell the story like the old people is tell the story, man?
I'm anxious to hear your answer, man.
I used to think that way. And then I realized that feminine and masculine energy are present in both male and female. So it can't be that man is lesser than woman if both have male and female energy, right? That is when I began to reform my thinking. And then I realized that God don't make mistakes. Everything that was done. And so I sit right there and reconcile with my own ignorance, knowing that God don't make mistakes. But
so you know him. You know him. So you know him better than all of us because I think he screwed up and he decided to make man.
I don't know. I would have made woman first, but what am I but a male woman? What am I but a male woman?
I made you so bad.
Listen, I want to thank you so much.
Right.
You called back again. Let's do that again. Good. Let's go to the next caller quickly. Oh, good morning, LeBron. LeBron, sorry. Good morning, caller. LeBron, stay out of that. That was a rough one. Mm. Good morning, caller. You still there? I miss you, caller. I miss you, caller. Yeah. LeBron, when you get a wife, you end all of that who is the superior one talk, okay? You put that to bed when you get a wife. We each got to put in 110%. Mm-hmm. Male and female, each partner, you got to put in 110%. It ain't, oh, the man is the provider, he got to do all of this, and the woman got to do. No, we come to this prepared to put in 110%
exactly.
Each. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller.
Okay, I'm gonna give you some tidbits, okay?
Uh-huh.
One of them that bothers me is that did the earth exist before man and woman were created?
I think so.
So then female existed before male.
Well, okay.
The tidbit is that in Dominica, did you know that in the village of Salinas, Dominican Republic, a genetic condition called gravidosis occurs where individuals are born female but develop male genitalia during puberty?
Let me tell you how much I know. In my research for the gender equality referendum 2016, I discovered that there's a 1990 WHO World Health Organization report composed with local doctors as well as other doctors, right, that documented that the Bahamas, at that time, 1990, the Bahamas had the third highest prevalence of a condition that may result in intersex births, right?
Oh, wow.
What's happening in that village in the Dominican Republic is a part of the same condition. I think it's like a florexide. It's congenital adrenal hyperplexia, like florexide 21.
Some sort of an enzyme.
Right? And so
God doesn't make mistakes and nor does nature. We have to learn.
And so what has happened in that community over decades, right, is that after observing the sort of preponderance of female births, kids assigned female at birth, but as they approach puberty, the hormonal changes and the chemical changes in their body transition them, well, cause the presentation of male genitalia and hormones. So it's not that they were born like intersex.
So they're born androgen.
Right, and the hormonal and chemical changes occur later in their bodies than in other children. So that community has learned that we don't assign gender
until
the body shows us exactly what sex this child is.
That's amazing. I would be interested to know, because then they would have the experience of being both female and male, and what, if any, has that changed their attitude as opposed to superiority,
well,
when it should be balanced?
Well, listen, we talk to them about how it feels experiencing life with this hormonal chemical composition, right?
Mm-hmm.
We talk to them about that, but not necessarily what it feels like to be male or female, because the society has realized that we're not going to import the gender construct. We're not going to tell this child how you're supposed to behave until we're certain of what the sex is, until the actual sex, we call it sex, indicators present
right.
overtly.
Okay, so, you know, it would be interesting to know if they have the same explosion of whether people are gay or whatever. It would just be interesting to see what's going on there.
Yes.
But I have one last thing to say, and then I'm going to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
The very first worship on earth of the divinity was the female goddess, the most rustic or rudimentary figures that were found.
Mm-hmm.
So there was a matriarchal cycle prior to the patriarchal cycle, and that is undisputed. And so life goes in cycles where God becomes female or God becomes male, and we just get stuck in one and fight over things that don't really matter. What matters is that we balance those energies in our body, and Dominica proves that we carry both genes.
Mm-hmm.
So why are we so crazy about this?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
you know, why don't we just be and let love flow through us?
And then sometimes we attribute characteristics broadly to categories of people, like,
mm-hmm.
well, all the women are nurturers and all the men are the
exactly.
are the
mm-hmm.
protector or provider. And
mm-hmm.
when it turns out that men are equally as nurturing, can
of course.
And if a man, if life results in the father being the primary caregiver, that father can equally or even better nurture this infant child.
Do you know that, I believe I will find it for you, there is a place where it is the women who play who are the authorities. And I have to send that to you. I'm not going to stay on the air for this. But we need to remember that everything exists for a reason, and that there's, you know, so we are obviously re-heading into matriarchal. All the signs are there.
There you go.
Okay, so what then? Anyway.
Thank you.
Hi, LeBron.
Hello. Can the same be said for ethnicity areas?
Sorry?
Can the same concept be applied to ethnicity
race.
It depends on how we look, LeBron. If we remember that the earth was created to give birth, right, and that the earth is made of four elements, and those four elements are present in every single species, right, and so you have four races. You have races, the red, the black, the white, and the yellow, but we have just changed everything, you see, so we don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've got some races that have more fire, some that have more water, some that have more earth, and some that have more air, and you can check it out and see how they behave.
Miss Hamilton, thank you for saying something so exciting among such excitable people and expecting excitement. Thank you so much.
I know, okay.
All right, we're going to get back to the text line. Oh, the text has just tuned in. Boy, this a rage bait show today, huh? Okay, there was another text here that I want to respond to. Okay, I'm going to find it. Good day, Erin. Your show today has me a little triggered. That statement that gender is a construct is absolute nonsense. God only created two models, male and female. Dear Texter, have you ever heard about the seahorse? Have you heard about worms that are able to change their sex? Have you heard about animals that for survival, they change their sex and they develop the capacity, or it awakens the capacity to reproduce, so the species survives. Like, let me tell you how vibrant God's nature is. But let's go to the...
Have they looked up hermaphroditism?
There you go. Listen, and that's now known as intersex. Mm. Good morning, caller.
Ms. Green,
yes.
How you do this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
You and your guest. Listen to me, Ms. Green. Very, very seldom that I disagree with you on things.
Yeah, yeah.
But this morning, allow me to disagree with you.
Mm-hmm.
When a human is born,
mm-hmm.
you either born with a penis or you born with a vagina.
Now, I want to stop
that. That is what...
Hold on. Let me stick a pin.
Go ahead.
What intersex or hermaphroditism, right? So we know hermaphroditism. That's Bible language. We know that. Intersex is the new sort of technical term. It's a new term for hermaphroditism, right?
Mm.
So intersex presents in basically four categories, right? You have some children that are born just like you say, with the overt presentation of genitalia. There's no mistaking it. This child has signs of a vagina or a penis. Mm. Bang. Then you have a second category, right, where they may present with both external.
I know of that, too.
Right. Then you have a category like where internal, you may have the external presentation of one set of genitalia, but internally the organs and the genitalia are different. So a person may present with a penis externally at birth, but
yes.
by the time they hit puberty, they've determined that there's been the development of ovaries and the fallopian tube and a whole system in there. It may not be functional. It may not be functional, but it exists.
I understand that, Ms. Green, but when that person is born,
mm-hmm.
they're either identified as a boy or a girl.
So pause. Okay, I got you. Let's stick a pin right there. During the gender equality referendum, this came up exactly like that. Ruby Nottage explained that, listen, there's no such thing. We don't have this thing in the Bahamas because at birth you are assigned a sex. Now, what we're talking about is two different things.
But you're not assigned a sex, Ms. Green. You're born, a male or female. Ain't nobody say that.
Listen.
You're a male, you're going that side. You're born with a penis, so that makes you a male.
Pause.
Automatic.
No, pause. Listen. At birth, you're mm-hmm. born with what you're born with, but
yeah.
there is a medical procedure called assigning sex at birth, right? This is medical, and there's also a legal aspect, right? So at birth, we assign sex with our visual observation of the body. In the referendum, Ruby Nottage said, we don't have this here because everybody is no intersex people here because everybody is assigned a sex at birth. Bang. That's legally. Legally, when your document is made, your birth certificate is created, they have to assign a sex to it. Right now, there's only male or female.
Yeah.
But medically, we make the observation, we assign the sex, but we also acknowledge that there could be an internal difference. There could be development of a difference at a later stage in life. Or, right?
Okay, so then what is that person called?
Well, see, this is what arose in the referendum. Ruby Nottage said the only thing to call them is the name that they is what they are assigned at birth. What they...
Okay,
what, hold
let
on.
Let me
what,
say two other things in closing screen. Then
okay.
We continue listening to you.
Yes, sir.
One. You hit me just now. I knew of a person that was born with both sexes. I was young then. We were in Columbus Primary School. There was mm-hmm. a gentleman used to go around, Andrew, and he used to make money off that.
Right. He treated it like
ashamed
a...
Ashamed to see it.
He treated it like a novelty, like a curio, like a hot, almost like a sideshow at the circus.
He made money off it because people used to pay him. I know the janitress and the teachers to us. You used to pay him to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but my other thing is, I heard you say that God don't make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Ms. Green, I know you are a female. Mm-hmm. You were born a female.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is with you, I don't know if you'd want to answer me or not. Do you consent? Okay, they say all the women come on this side. All the men go on that side. What side do you go on?
I go on the woman's side as a woman.
Okay, you're a woman.
I just don't like all the tight-up shoes and all the frou-frou-up clothes.
Okay, but
and
you would consider it a woman?
Yes.
Who is attracted to women?
To people. I am attracted to people. I tell you all, the police tell me I cannot like man anymore. I'm too miserable.
But you had feelings for men before?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
Some of y'all love me, you know.
See why I love you so much? I don't like you no more, and I love you.
Well,
you're
you.
Honest and you're straight.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
You see, you're not trying to trick people to believe that you're one thing, and then you're open with what you are.
Yeah.
And that is why I respect you.
And listen, for many people, it's not that they're trying to trick you, you know. It's that they don't know. It's that they're still struggling within themselves on how to feel about how they feel about themselves.
Ms. Green, yeah. A lot of women try to trick. They do one thing in the day and one thing at night. But I believe you one way all 24 hours.
Miserable all the time.
Yeah, miserable.
Thank you very much.
And you in the raccoon.
Yes, sir.
God bless.
Absolutely. Let's go, LeBron.
Right, Joe.
Woo. Let's go to the next caller, LeBron. Mm-hmm. You wanted to say something?
No, man. Okay. I listening. This is hot.
Let's go to the next caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? Caller, sorry I miss you.
Call us back.
Yeah, call us back. I didn't want to cut it off. Right? Because I think we could talk about these things without fighting and rowing. But I also think that your people's framing of what they want to say improves when they get more information and more language to help them understand the space they're interrogating. Let's go to the caller. Good morning, caller. Turn your radio down.
Good morning, Ms. Green. Hello, good morning, Ms. Green.
Morning.
Very interesting, diverse conversations, but I'm glad you involved nature as it relates to hermaphrodism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And hermaphrodites, right? Mm-hmm. It's very rare in humans, and so it's kind of idiopathic, which means it is nothing that happens regular, right?
Except that this 1990 World Health Organization report indicating that we have the... Turn your radio down. Turn your radio down, 52. Down?
The radio's down.
Okay, there we go. So the 1990 WHO report indicating that we had the third highest prevalence in the world, right? I imagine, now listen, this is just surmising and speculation, but we have these things happening in the Dominican Republic. We see an anecdotal, I use an anecdotal, right? Increase or presentation of transgenders and
hermaphrodism.
And hermaphrodism in Jamaica, Dominican Republic, and the Bahamas, right? The three of these countries are proximate. They're in proximity to each other. And so while I was doing the research for the referendum, I came across some articles highlighting Clement Maynard Sr. leading protests against Britain and America dumping chemicals in the waters in the Caribbean, in the northern and the western Caribbean, in our proximate area, right? And so I surmise that this increase or this abnormally high presentation of intersexism or hermaphrodism in this region may be due to an environmental factor.
Of course, sir.
Right,
yeah,
right. So I just wanted to take us there, 52. That's all. Go on.
Yeah, but of course, because this is why even as I'm saying idiopathic, the medical and the scientific community always do that. And their job is really, some of them are sincere. We saw it during the pandemic. We have some stupid humanity and some stupid insanity. But for me, and you can recognize which medical professionals do that. But when I say idiopathic, that's just to say it's unknown. But obviously, if you do a meta-analysis, you know that most of these problems we encounter are environmental DNA, epigenetic changes, all of these stuff are environmental. It's just basic common sense. You have to juxtapose association and cause as industrialization improve and technology and improve. They won't tell us the truth about 5G and its effects, and everybody's a conspiracy theory, but what I wanted to share as it relates to the plant kingdom, things that you mentioned, the COS, but we know that the cannabis plant is hermaphroditic. And so with that, it is still beneficial because it is able to still produce seeds because parts of the plant are male and parts are female. So it's still productive. Mm-hmm. So God put it here for a reason, but it isn't like a person who doesn't have a child and lives a fruitless, meaningless existence. I just wanted to share that because I just thought God would have loved that. Versus just finding excuse for this madness. But, you know, as, even as your previous show, the lady called and she talked about natural remedies, bush medicine, et cetera. And then we all know about allopathic medicine, which I think comes from the Greek word meaning to suffer. And also, but it's another word that describes it also. But the thing is with that, with the homeopathic medicine, is that they want you to, not homeopathic, allopathic medicine is the Abraham Flexner Report. I've been talking on Guardian from Michelle Malcolm time. It's something called the Abraham Flexner Report, Autocrats of the Money Buy, in which the Rockefellers influenced allopathic medicine and its studies, and they wouldn't fund colleges unless they ran along their guidelines in order to guide the world into this concept that this is the only way to cure diseases. And so you could go and read it. I'd like you to do a show on it because most people don't understand the importance of the rich people on the medical industry. Give thanks.
Yeah, man, send me a link. Listen, I got one more. Let's take this call and then producer, we're going to go to the break after this caller. Oh, good morning, caller. Hi, sorry I missed you, caller. All right, we got time for this. Oh, caller, listen, I'm so sorry. The producers played the music. We got to go to the break. You tuned into Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. It's open line. We got more texts. Hope y'all can call back after the break. And then we got more headlines. There's stuff in the paper we got to talk about as well. Please.
Text looking juicy like guava duff, Aaron.
There you go. The duff made from the guava and not the guava jam. Mm. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Right back.
Yes, that much is true, but we got junk on you. No sugar, no mistletoe, no 10 degrees below. None of that is what we do, but we got junk on you. Hey!
One in every four Bahamians face some level of food insecurity. AML Foods remains committed to helping. And this year, through our Feed 5000 program, we'll donate $50,000 to provide holiday meals for families in need. But we need your help. From November 3rd to December 17th, show your support and donate at the register at Solomon's, Costrite, Fresh Markets, Eleuthera Markets, Exuma Markets, or Domino's Pizza in New Providence, Grand Bahama, or Exuma. Together, let's put an end to hunger.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you searching for something new? Something exciting? Your dream job in paradise? Well, look no further. Royal Beach Club Paradise Island is hiring. Join a dynamic group of passionate hospitality professionals, craft unforgettable moments, and thrive in a vibrant, welcoming atmosphere. Play your part in shaping the future of our team while growing your own career every day. Bring your energy, your passion, and your creativity to a workplace that's as dynamic and fun as you are. At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, the opportunities don't just exist. They're limitless. So are you ready to find your perfect fit? Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career today and step into a world of exciting possibilities.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com. and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Newry. Man, producer, you know, when I hear that old school Junkanoo, when I hear that old school Goombay, I need to hear where it gone. I like it. There you go. I see we got a caller on the line. Caller, we're coming to you in a second. LeBron, let's get to the text line. The text here referring to part of the earlier conversation, something another caller said. Pay him to see it. how old was this Andrew at the time? Yeah. See, that's why, this is why we have to have these conversations and engage them sincerely, authentically, professionally, right? Because you may have little kids out there that have been identified as intersex, right? That don't understand themselves. That may be convinced by other people that they are more of a freak show than a human, and that they should just make that their identity, right? Like, kids can be taken advantage of. Let's prep the caller, producer. I wanted to reference in that gender equality referendum exercise, there was a point in time where Ruby Nottage indicated that this intersex conversation is like mooted, is of no consequence, because at birth, everybody gets assigned a gender, a sex. So even if you were born hermaphrodite, you're still going to get a single sex identity, right? But Dame Sawyer stood up, I think it's Dame Sawyer, and spoke about her experience caring for and creating safe space for children who were born intersex. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You there? Good. All right. Good morning, caller.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Hey, good morning, Aaron Green, and good morning to LeBron.
Yeah, LeBron.
Yeah, morning.
Good. You know, this interesting conversation you have, and I love it. Woman begin more dominant when Adam looked at Eve and say, "Wow, you are beautiful." So that's the start introduction. But you know, Aaron and Dimar, that all women, being a woman professionally, are more dominant than the being a male. I did a study on it, whether it be the high position, low position, whatever capacity, we are more dominant. Even in gay men and also in the world.
You say women in the Bahamas?
Our woman, our female woman.
I feel you, because I noted that Minister LaRota, at the introduction at the National Women's Week church service, opening National Women's Week this year, that, you know, he pointed out that we may have only have two women in cabinet, but they're doing such powerful things, but they couldn't cause cabinet to have a national commemoration of the 63rd anniversary of women's suffrage in the Bahamas. Like, how powerful are we? Let's talk about it. I don't understand how the average woman could afford feminine hygiene protection. Like, what? Y'all worried about people, you know, they want things and they teething for things. If these young women are teething for pads and tampons, I can defend them. Because how are women making it in this country with the exorbitant cost of one of the most basic needs that women have?
That's the reason why we could talk about that more next time. But that's the reason why we need to be more creative. I remember me talking, and Manly Griffin was in power as minister. We were talking about social reform. Social reform should not just give a coupon for food. The things you mentioned, social reform could be given up for things for that.
They are?
Did they give up for women hygiene?
I hope so.
Don't think so. You could check it out.
They don't? So you pretend people who come for, women who come for aid and for like the daughter, the girl children and themselves, feminine hygiene protection isn't included in that?
When I was maybe they might change suddenly overnight.
Wow.
But when I check it out in the past, they never do, because I was talking for a friend in the past during Manly Griffin time.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they change. I mean, you could check it out.
Yeah.
But these are the things we need to look at. But you mentioned women's suffrage movement. I think we have more women in parliament now. They need to come together and find out how we're going to celebrate the women's suffrage movement. Because I think next year could be a celebration, right? 68 years, something like that.
64?
Yeah.
I think this year is the 63rd, eh?
Yeah. So how are we going to celebrate that? You got more women in parliament. We need to get together. We've got more judges, lawyers, and office places.
I know a way we could celebrate it. I'd like to thank you very much for that suggestion. I know a way we could celebrate it. How about we remove the language unlawful sexual intercourse and replace it with statutory rape, the way it used to be? because some of these people don't understand how bad unlawful sexual intercourse is, but they understand how bad rape is. I bet you that much. Producer, let's prep the text line. Here's a text. Good morning. The caller. Good morning. That condition you spoke of in the Dominican Republic is not a natural thing. In all those cases, the individuals were lacking an enzyme called 5-A reductase, which prevents the conversion of testosterone into the active form dihydrotestosterone or DHT. This is not natural, first of all. Texter, it's natural now. Are you going to remove the chemicals from the water that was dumped there 60, 70 years ago? Are you going to remove that from the water now? Is that what you're going to do? So we talked about that. I talked about how through my research I determined that speculated it is likely an external environmental factor that's impacting the region, right? But now that it's in the water. Now that it's in the water. Let's go to the phone line. Oh, LeBron, you wanted to say something?
One chick is put in the water and is mixed. You can't take that out.
That's my... Thank you for reminding me. Whenever the devil come to try me, that's what I got to remember. Good morning, caller. Thank you for your patience.
Morning, Aaron.
Good morning. Thank you for your patience.
Yes. Aaron, I have two things I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Firstly, if you get sick, Aaron,
mm-hmm.
would you go to an intern or would you go to a doctor?
Listen, I go to PMH, which means...
No, I mean, like, would you prefer an intern to take care of you or a doctor?
I guess I'd prefer a doctor.
Why?
Because the intern hasn't learned as much as the doctor has yet. Also, the intern doesn't have the same legal and professional obligations and liabilities associated with my care.
Okay,
but go on.
Legally and professionally, the two of them are the same.
Mm-hmm.
I can break it down for you.
Mm-hmm.
The intern, right, is practicing to be a doctor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and the doctor, in aggregate, all the doctors all around the world except naturopathic doctors.
They're all practicing.
All them practicing.
It's a practice.
So what? I mean, and we sign our life away to a doctor to practice on us. Would you let a doctor, would you let a mechanic practice on your broke-down Honda or your good Bentley?
First of all, that's what's been happening for most of my life.
You know,
second of all, hold on.
Yeah.
Malpractice insurance. That's the only difference. Malpractice insurance?
But listen here.
Yeah, yeah.
You sign your life away to someone to practice on you.
Uh-huh.
And we got to be conscious because when we break down and be in pain, we give up our whole everything. We don't know who the stranger is. They don't know us. They ask us the dumbest questions. Then they start accusing us. And then tell us we need to be on drugs, pharmaceutical drugs. You know, but it's sick. And I wish people would wake up because you're literally giving your life away to the first place where you're born. You'll die because it's ironic. They use the health care system. You get inside that place, they don't care. It's akin to a prison because what's the difference between a prison and a hospital? Check it, like Hotel California. And you can't never leave. Like, you're in jail because the doctor has to release you. Right. You understand what I'm saying?
I hear you, caller. Listen.
Hey, secondly, right? Hello?
You still here?
Yeah, with some female hygiene product.
Yes.
I heard Mr. Davis' wife about a month and a half ago saying that we need female hygiene products for women, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's all a big joke for the mere fact that look around good. Look at their women spend them, waste their money on them crazy looking blinkers on their eyes, hair like they can't grow their own hair, bleach their skin, the most wickedest things.
Man,
and then want to walk around, you know.
I imagine,
like, look in the mirror and reject yourself and want everybody else to accept you for anything would you want to be.
Caller.
That don't make sense.
I ain't mad at you. I get
especially, especially men. Want me to say something? I always tell women, like, who like that, right?
Oh.
If they have a man, he has a man. And he ain't leave you yet.
Man, okay. Caller, and LeBron can't even see my face. Listen, man, caller, because you saw them two by them in Haiti. They didn't get to Haiti, thank God. The two young 20 and 21 year old white American men who pulled together this plan to pull a coup on the island in Haiti, Hillary's Haiti, of all places. Like they, anyway. You were talking. I getting ready to round up a group of women. We gonna go. Not invade, you know, but we're going to go invade Cassius Stewart Feminine Hygiene Protection Factory in the Dominican Republic and claim it in the name of Brave Davis and the Office of the Spouse. Okay? Because I agree with you. Us women, we sitting here slunking. We sitting there slunking for real. For real. Like all of the money we have available to us, and what is our focus, right? Are we focusing on the things that women need the most? Man, Texas, you said, that caller, you said so much. I can't get back to all of it. LeBron?
Vanity.
Look what this place say. No, it's not that it's vanity. Let me tell you what it is. We're talking about constructs, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about constructs. A woman is a woman is a woman, right? But except when you go on the job, you got to be the right look type of woman. You got to dress well. You have to look a certain way. You can't just go on the job looking any kind of way, because a professional woman, that's a construct, and you got to fit that construct if you want a professional job. So let's not call it vanity just yet. Okay, let's go to the phone line.
Vanity to some, though. Vanity to some.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phone. Ooh. Okay, let's take this caller, and then I get a slew of texts we have to read. Good morning, caller.
Miss Green.
Yes, sir.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning, sir.
As we speak, I remember an athlete by the name of Zola Buck out of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
The scientists and doctors were determining what she is.
Mm-hmm.
She had double genitals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a sad thing, Miss Green, that she lives in the in South Africa and not the Caribbean, where we're having all this back and forth between the various countries.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, on the screen, look at Zola Butt. They determined what she was, and then they allowed her to participate in the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
and they were still fiddling around as to what she is.
Yes.
So please, let us give some credence to persons like that.
Yes, sir.
Who have long suffering. That's why the scientists and everybody are trying to figure out who they are,
mm-hmm.
and who is to be blamed for that.
Yeah. Maybe that's who they are. Thank you, sir. I so appreciate how you framed it, right? Because people are just living, right? Thank you, sir. People are just living. And we think about, I think, Samaya, the also South African middle distance, maybe 400 meter runner who ran phenomenally. They tested the normal standardized tests for athletes. Her testosterone levels were higher than allowed for this particular athletic competition, right? But the language that came out of the issue was that she's a man, she can't be running. But and culturally, they identify her as a woman, right? Culturally, there's space for her in their society. But when we try to move out of her cultural space into a more formal, standardized space, she doesn't quite fit into their category of woman. LeBron, let me run through these texts. We got a lot of text today. Why is Montague Beach access closed at 4:30 a.m.? Best of the best isn't until Thursday, and they have security. Yeah. Why? And why isn't there public notice if you're going to do it, even though you shouldn't do it? And if you have security out there already, why can't the same security officers that are there at 6 a.m. be there at 4:30 a.m. doing the same policing? Like, why are we, the citizen, our access, it's always being restricted. Our rights are being restricted to make somebody else's job easier, right? And with no rationale. Here's another text. I want to see that video, too. I think they're talking about the Hawkins Hill Shirley Street accident. I bet money some fool was blowing their horn at the person from behind, causing them to possibly pull out in front of that ambulance. They say they could bet $100. Here's the thing. I would bet you, right? But you can't let a horn bully you into doing something. If you let drivers blow in their horn behind you, bully you into breaking the law, then you don't qualify for a driver's license. You're not mature enough to be able to make the decisions necessary to operate a motor vehicle, especially to the people who can't put their phone down while they're trying to turn and end up crashing. Ms. Green, thanks for respecting your callers by taking their calls. I called twice this morning, and we did hung up after several minutes. I woke up at 5, but I have a 9 to 5, so I don't have that much time to wait. I feel you. Sometimes the conversation, you don't want to cut it. Here's one. Y'all mix up in that Bible. It can't be God live here and the evil from Sodom starting all over again. God don't deal with darkness. Jesus is the light. You know what Sodom is? Sodom is turning right on red in the face of traffic, despite knowing that you can't even use ignorance of the law as an excuse. That's Sodom. Sodom is taking advantage of your own people and using other people as the excuse for your own skullduggery. That's what it is, right? Taking advantage of domestic staff and treating them like slaves. That's Sodom right there. Okay, you hear the music? LeBron, I get rushed.
You know what Sodom is? Sodom is the fact that if you buy a car or you get land a car and you're on the road, you think you own the road. The road is yours. That's Sodom.
A disregard for the
major
social
disregard.
Contract.
Major.
Karen, Yeshua doesn't make mistakes, is correct, but man does, and sometimes it's not a mistake, it's intentional, like polluting the air and water to create things like hermaphrodites, transgender, sex-changing animals. No, stop it! Stop it. Let me handle this, LeBron. Stop it, Dexter. I was all with you in considering what you were saying. You think man been here teaching these animals to switch up and think? Well, maybe. If it was a man, it was Adam, and that's why God put him to sleep for 3 days, took his rib and made a better human. Is that it? I just saying. Anyway, the texter says, hi, LeBron. Why you didn't say this voice, man? Hi, LeBron. Glad you joined the show. But in defense of women that use and skin products, sometimes it's because of skin effects or alopecia, not vanity. So the texter is saying, it's not always vanity.
I understand.
Also, those who not judge others harshly, or they may be judged the same. Not everything is black and white. Same way y'all refer to gender. But everyone should just not wear deodorant. Not bad. Roll out of bed and just live if you do, and damned if you don't. I don't know, Dexter. But I appreciate you saying hi to LeBron and reminding him that it's not always vanity. I appreciate you, Dexter. There's too much traveling. We need a break. We have to pay for all this traveling. Prime Minister Davis is going on with his big crowd, friends, family, and lovers. King Charles invited him. King Charles paying for this one. Good morning, Aaron. Please let my Clay Sweeting know his people are catching hell in Eleuthera. Power and water been off all weekend. The water's back on, but it seems like an island-wide power outage. Aaron, if something is unnatural... Oh, Aaron, God created us human beings, male and female models. We are not animals, and neither should we be compared or classed with animals. We are... Texas, I get it ended here. We are animals. This is 12 o'clock hour. We all out of time. Y'all call back tomorrow. Text back tomorrow in my hour, though. In my hour. Cecil can be here tomorrow. You guys have a great day. The news is up next. And then Zhivago Lang. You guys have a great day. LeBron, thank you.
No problem. Have a great day, guys.
Y'all look for DJ Titus Vibes.
DJ Titus Vibes on YouTube and Facebook.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Last night, all the guys and girls were thinking while we drank our rum and beer, how we all been jump and jump up at Junker New this year. Yeah, I'm coming home for Junker New this year. Tell all my friends to meet me when I get there. Have some rum confies and rice that I missed while I was here, because I'm coming home for Junker New this year. Because I'm coming home for Junker New this year. Because I'm coming home for Junker New this year. I'm coming home for Junker New this year. I'm coming home for Junker New this year.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.